And these are grim times in the Gaza Strip. It's been more than a year since Israel pulled its troops and settlers out of the territory, but Israeli forces continue to launch attacks on militants in Gaza who continue to lob crude rockets into Israel. More than 200 Palestinians have been killed in the past 4 months. The fighting coincides with ongoing Palestinian factional violence that many think could soon come to a head. The increasingly fierce political fight between rivals Hamas and Fatah, worsened by deteriorating economic and security conditions, has many of Gaza's residents bracing for even rougher times ahead. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
Fisherman Rami El Habil stands near his wooden boat at Gaza's main port. The strong smell of feces and garbage, which drain directly into the sea near here, mixes with the salt air. This modest port's barrier walls, a rocky ledge curving into shallow water, are made mostly out of rubble from Gaza's years of conflict. Earlier this month, Habil watched in horror as his friend and colleague Hani El-Najjar was killed by a bullet to his head. The fishermen were pulling in their nets, he says, when an Israeli Navy boat fired on the vessel Habil owns. The Israeli military expanded existing Gaza fishing restrictions into an all-out ban in June after an Israeli soldier was seized by militants in a deadly cross-border attack.
The Israelis shoot at us every day. They usually don't shoot into the boat, just at the water around us. But this time they hit my boat. They hit my friend.
Najjar leaves behind a wife and two children. An Israeli military spokesman says its vessels fire warning shots, but denied knowledge of any boats or people being hit. Habil says after his friend's death, he spent days in bed, depressed. Today, the 27-year-old father of three says he has to go back out to fish, despite the risks and the fear.
There is nothing. Who will feed our kids? There's no work in Gaza. We are under siege. Who will feed us?
Israel of late has increased attacks in Gaza by air, land, and sometimes sea to pressure militants, to halt rocket attacks, and to stop what a military official says is a disturbing increase in the smuggling of heavy weapons and explosives through tunnels near the southern border crossing with Egypt. This month, Israel's Operation Squeezed Fruit uncovered dozens of tunnels under the border, part of what the Israeli military's chief of staff called an underground city. Many in Gaza are now bracing for the possibility of a wider Israeli ground push to stop smuggling in the south and the launching of crude rockets in the north. The Israeli operations continue, along with Western aid sanctions against the Hamas government for its refusal to recognize Israel and renounce violence. The sanctions, combined with the ever more bloody internal politics of Gaza, have contributed to an increasingly volatile, lawless, and chaotic atmosphere. The factional rivalry between Hamas and Fatah has led to retaliatory shootings, beatings, abductions, ambushes, and a few arson attacks. These days, heavily armed men are everywhere on Gaza's streets. Even mid-level businessmen have hired bodyguards. The phrase, "the situation," has become shorthand for everything that's gone wrong in post-disengagement Gaza. A group of policemen recently took to downtown Gaza City's main streets in yet another protest against unpaid salaries. It's been 8 months since many got their full pay. Firing automatic rifles into the air, the police blocked roads, burned tires, and forced shop owners to shutter their doors. Violent crime in Gaza City this summer and fall is up dramatically when compared to figures from the same period last year. Statistics from the central police station here show that murders, armed robberies, and a category somewhat unique to Gaza, mob attacks on public buildings, have all skyrocketed. And in a grim circle, the inter-Palestinian fighting has crippled law enforcement's ability to fight and investigate the surge in criminality. 34-year-old Major Iyad Kulab leads the Investigations Division of the Gaza City Police Department. He's a Fatah loyalist in a Fatah-dominated agency that now reports to a Hamas interior minister. The minister recently created a new 4,000-strong unit called the Executive Force. Major Kulab now races those rivals to crime scenes. He says Hamas is constantly disrupting his work out of ideology and out of ignorance.
If the crime is connected to Hamas, they will destroy evidence intentionally. If it's not a Hamas crime, they will destroy evidence because they're ignorant of how to investigate and preserve it. Hamas just brought people from the streets and put them in the executive force. They don't know how to investigate.
Golab says he's been threatened many times recently, soon after his men busted a car theft ring that he says had ties to Hamas. Golab and his relatives found masked men planting explosives in his backyard. With the help of relatives, he fought them off. "I'm afraid only of God," Golab says, in a catchphrase heard more and more often in Gaza these days. Then he excuses himself. A family is waiting to see him about a kidnapping. A growing number of Gaza residents are so fed up with the situation that they think a wider internal fight may be inevitable and necessary.
A civil war, I believe, is the only solution for Gaza.
Ashraf Shannon is a Palestinian-American TV anchor who lives and works in Gaza City. He says the longtime rivals need to fight it out once and for all and determine whether Gaza will go the Islamist route or the more secular way of Fatah.
A lot of people might think this is a crazy thinking, but this is how I believe it's going to happen. If it doesn't go that way, it will never finish. They will never end this conflict between this Hamas people and this Fatah people.
But many others dispute that there would be any redemption through more violence. Too many civilians, they say, have already been killed. But there is near universal agreement that very soon Palestinian President and Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas will have to make a move to end this downward spiral. None of his options will be easy. Almost all could spark more violence. Abbas aides say he might suspend the current Hamas government and declare an emergency, appoint a temporary government of technocrats, or call for a referendum and move toward new elections.
It will not solve the problem. You know that this region is very complicated.
Hamas's chief spokesman Ghazi Hamad says yet another round of talks with Abbas to avert a showdown and work toward a unity government is not out of the question. But new elections, he says, are.
People are now so tired to make new elections. People under now aggression, under unemployment, poverty, miserable situation. It is not easy now to talk about a new election. But we can. I think it is not so far now to create a new government if we cooperate with each other.
But Hamad acknowledges that people on both sides are running out of time. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.